This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's a little weird that we split people by male and female in this way.
College wrestlers.
Listen to me.
But the average woman is not going to be able to take... The average woman wrestler is not going to be able to take down you when you were in your peak.
Okay,
maybe the
Michael.
Best female.
Here it's like, I see only women and men. It's crazy, it's like...
Sex really is binary, there's no question about it. You're either male or female.
Pushing that agenda onto kids... And confusing people and gaslighting that, hey, XX, who knows? Maybe XY, who knows? When you start talking like that with facts and you're a respectable scientist, not only do you sound delusional, but what you sound like is someone like Leon Black, that somebody has something behind closed doors on you that's blackmailing you, that you have to now agree with these positions. For somebody to say, how the hell did you go from being a respected scientist to all of a sudden saying, one day I can wake up feeling like a female, one day I can wake up feeling like a male, and why do you care?
For those that don't know, Neil deGrasse Tyson is an American astrophysicist, author, and science communicator. Tyson, he studied at Harvard University, the University of Texas, so he's pretty much a man of science, and he was one of those who was saying, follow the science, and now he has this to say. I'm going to get your reaction.
Point is, apparently, the XXXY chromosomes are insufficient because when we wake up in the morning, we exaggerate whatever feature we want to portray the gender of our choice. Either the one you're assigned, the one you choose to be, whatever it is. And so now, here, so now just to tie a bow on this. I say to you, I think I read that the United States was a land where we have the pursuit of happiness.
Yes.
Suppose no matter my chromosomes, today I feel 80% female, 20% male. I'm gonna put on makeup. I'm gonna do that. Tomorrow I might feel 80% male. I'll remove the makeup and I'll wear a muscle shirt. Why do you care? What business is it of yours to require that I fulfill your inability to think of gender on a spectrum?
Is that other brother with you? What's his name? Zeeshan?
Yeah, he's here.
Zeeshan, where's he at?
Come here, Zeeshan.
Where's my brother Zeeshan?
He's here, the man with the plan. If he can't, nobody can.
How you doing, brother?
Assalamu alaikum, bro. How are you? Okay, yeah.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. How you doing? I heard you in the background. How you been?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, bro. Yeah, just trolling the Deen Show, you know, trying to get famous.
So have you guys both heard of this Neil deGrasse Tyson?
I watched it yesterday. That's why when I was watching it, I was a bit confused because I went to Zeeshan. I said, is he pro or against? Because the video, it seems like he's against at the beginning. So I'm confused. I'm like, is he against or is he pro? I'm still confused. He said to me, no, he's actually pro LGBT.
Which is surprising because he's supposed to be a scientist. He's supposed to be academically, intellectually honest. A lot of people, when they're atheists, they say, look, when it comes to science, it's objective and, you know, we can take it and, you know, we rely on it over God and over testimony. So, hey, you've got a scientist now that's using the same framework and... He's arriving at the conclusion that you can wake up and you can be a man. The next day, you can wake up as a female. So it'll be interesting to see what these atheists have to say, frankly.
Sex really is binary. There's no question about it. You're either male or female. And it's absolutely clear. You can do it on gamete size. You can do it on chromosomes. To me, as a biologist, distinctly weird. People can simply declare, I am a woman, though I have a penis.
It seems like now this is anti-God, obviously, anti-science.
I just teach basic biology. That's all I teach.
Let's talk about one particular day when you're in the middle of your lecture and you kind of notice that four students have gotten up and walked out of your classroom. What were you teaching that day that appeared to trigger them, to cause them to exit the room?
That day I was teaching the chapter on human reproductive system. So when I teach human reproductive system, you know, I emphasize on the fact that male and female or the maleness or the femaleness are controlled by two genes. See, in our all our cells, we have 23 pairs of genes, and chromosomes. Mm-hmm. So the 23rd pair is that determines the sex of a person. So if that 23rd pair of chromosomes are X and X, it is a female, and if it's X and Y, it's a male. And I mentioned in the class that that's what makes male and female not our thinking.
This satanic rhetoric, and there's a great statement that the only necessary thing for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. So we're trying to do something to combat this. And obviously, this is coming from people who you would think, you know, would come out and speak up, but against this, because they're scientists, but they're actually speaking towards this this whole, what do you want to call it? I mean, this madness.
You know, the most, it's hopefully it won't be a shock to most people, but the way things are at the moment, the LGBT are heavily, especially the LGBT lobby is heavily funding two aspects in particular. And one is, of course, education. That's why they're on the board of a lot of these universities, especially in the US. And then they're funding the medical industrial complex, which some argue is actually more prominent than the military industrial complex, because that's where most of it's going to happen. So there's a lot of big bucks to be had from, of course, peddling this LGBT thing, and they've definitely got their kind of eggs in the right basket, and they're leveraging people like this. Frankly, you can't necessarily be an academic who wants tenure, who wants credibility, who now will openly go against LGBT. I mean, that's what we've seen with Neil deGrasse Tyson. We're going to see he's going to be one of many, and no one can kind of make this claim, I don't think so, that science is objective and, you know, we can use it to determine X and Y, which I don't think anybody in their right mind does. Ali, would you agree?
When you say X and Y, you're talking about X and Y chromosome. Yeah?
Come on, G.
Okay.
What's the situation there in London where you guys are there's a big Muslim community there. Is there a good pushback against a lot of this in the schools? Because primarily, you know, this is what's happening here is probably happening over there. They're pushing this sexualization of the children in the schools. So that they're having this pretty much pornographic content for 4, 5, 6 year olds they're showing. And then when, for instance, you have someone who stands up and shows this stuff and starts reading from these books at a board meeting, even the board members are like, hey, slow it down. What are you doing? Mm. And then the person is like, hold on, you can't even hear me reading this, but you want to show this to the children? Exactly. Or they'll actually blur it out on the news, but they want to show this to the kids. What's going on over there in your part of the world with this?
I mean, over here, it's you can't say it's unexpected, but the only kind of religious group that's actually coming to the front are Muslims. And you'll see even the people that are anti-Islam, like the far right and the right wing, even they are appreciating the fact that we're coming forward. But the problem is that because we're the ones with the loudest voice, it gets turned into a religious thing. And unfortunately, not much gets done. I mean, we saw it in Birmingham as well. Remember when, you know, Muslim parents said they had enough. We even saw in Canada as well. And there was a Canadian pastor that came forward. We put it on s2jnews.com that he came forward and he said, you know what, thanks to the Muslim community. But the thing is that, I mean, Muslim community comes with a sort of kind of stereotype and a propaganda, and the media loves to kind of bash us. So for it to be more effective, we're going to need the Orthodox Jewish and Orthodox, or just the Christians in general, to come forward as well. It's going to have to be a team effort. But I don't know if that's going to be happening, but rest assured the Muslims will not take this lying down, frankly. And that's what we're seeing over here. There is constant challenges by parents. There is a pushback. But unfortunately and sadly, we're seeing UK, I mean, tag along with what's going on in the US as well. What do you think?
No, same.
All right, thank you for the input on that, guys. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, as you can see, we've acquired the property and we're getting right to work. And with your du'as and support, We can go ahead and get the masjid and mega dawah center up, open, and running, inshallah. Imagine every person that prays here, gets educated and guided to Islam here. You'll get a part of all those blessings and rewards, inshallah. What are you waiting for, brothers and sisters? You're going to leave it all behind anyway. So go ahead and invest in your hereafter that's everlasting. Click the link below. Donate right now. May God Almighty Allah reward all of you. Yarju الثواب لا يبالي بالصعاب